Now, hundreds of thousands of Ugandans have marched through the central business district of Kampala. They are against the issue of a social media tax introduced by the government. The new law requires all social media users in the country to pay a daily levy equivalent to about 5 US cents before accessing any social media sites. Our correspondent, Danny Rapmoy, has filed this report from Kampala.
Hundreds of thousands of Ugandans marched in protest of what they say is unfair taxation policy by the government that targets mainly the poor. The peaceful demonstration against the new social media and mobile money taxes heightened as armed security personnel moved to block the procession. Security officials engaged in a scuffle with the protesters as police officers attempted to arrest the ringleaders, firing several rounds of live ammunition and tear gas to disperse the crowd.
Thousands of Ugandans are against the newly introduced social media tax. Many say the taxes are directly affecting their businesses, and now they want Parliament to repeal the law.
The East Africa's third largest economy introduced a charge on users of platforms that also include WhatsApp, Twitter and Viber on 1st July 2018 in an anticipation of collecting $360 million per annum. But citizens' outcry has been immediate.
The taxes are high and we are seeing no service. We are seeing no service as Ugandans. Our buildings are down, the roads are poor, services in hospitals are very down and poor. And then how are we going to benefit from this?
It's okay to pay taxes, but fairly, if you can pay them fairly. But these mobile money taxes, social media taxes, is not fair. For example, you charge Facebook or WhatsApp, something you didn't invent.
Human rights groups have also warned that the new social media taxes will stifle free expression in a country where more than 20% of the population live in poverty. Uganda's parliament is expected to convene and discuss the new social media taxes, but the protesters say they are not ready to leave the issues to chances.
Those days I squeeze like 80 customers, 100 customers, now I'm getting 8 or 10 and I go home broke. I don't have anything to eat even.
Mobile internet users in Uganda now have to input a telephone code to pay the tax before they are able to access social media sites, although implementation has proved difficult, with some blocked services still available. Some citizens are turning to virtual private networks to disguise their location and avoid the levy. Daniel Arap Moy, Press TV, Kampala, Uganda.